This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. SelenaZito.com is where to find the story of small town America. We go now to the big town of Philadelphia, where I grew up. And Selena describes events in these last days, especially one that made national news because it was so discordant with the intentions of the victim. It was a member of Congress who, after an important meeting, was carjacked in the middle of Fairmount Park, as far as I can understand, which is a sylvan district that surrounds Philadelphia. The odd thing is, this is the part of Philadelphia that is said to be safe for tourists or people coming in from suburbia, as I did. As a young person, as a child, I remember getting the Paoli Local to Center City to go to a movie when I was 12 years old. I felt very big. But Selena's describing a Philadelphia that is no longer welcoming or safe. Selena, what's happened?
Yeah, not just a 12-year-old, just about anybody. Over 559 murders were committed last year. Homicides in Philadelphia is a record number. It has doubled the amount of homicides that have happened in the past few years. Over 2,213 people were met with or were shot in the city. Or met with gun violence, and it is an epidemic, and it doesn't make a lot of national news, and this sort of always gets under my skin because most of the murders happened in poor and or minority neighborhoods. But in the past month, the last month in the city, it went into the well-heeled neighborhoods, as you point out, with the congresswoman. But there have been 25 armed robberies alone in the last 2 weeks of December in Philadelphia.
You spoke with a former mayor, Michael Nutter, and his discouragement comes through clearly. I hear a lot of sighing. Is there a conversation underway to reverse this trend? Is there national help? This is the Keystone State.
Well, you know, the problem is the district attorney, Larry Krasner, he's adopted this policy that is not tough on crime, but soft on crime. And I believe that there are 40% less people. I'm almost positive that's the number in jail since Krasner has taken office. And he has the kindest way to say it is a volatile relationship with his police force. He ran as a progressive activist district attorney, and he is not let down. And the former mayor, Michael Nutter, who is black, who grew up in West Philly, is just sort of tired of the impact that has happened on the people that he once served.
You mentioned that a crisis like this naturally flows upwards to command, to the governor in Harrisburg, and to the president's or to the executive. Is there a tension to Michael Nutter's understanding, because he follows the story very carefully. Is there a tension in Harrisburg or in Washington to what you're reporting?
No. The short answer is no. However, one of the most important things that government does for us, and it's one of the few things that we still rely on and still had a sense of trust with government, was to provide safety and security. That has collapsed, that sentiment, not just, as we talked about many times on Afghanistan with Biden, but his numbers have collapsed on crime and protection of its citizenry here in the United States. And it's been, Philadelphia isn't alone. Chicago, New York, multiple large American cities are experiencing the same crime wave. And it all sort of started with the defund the police attitudes and platitudes that happened in the protest of 2020. And Democrats have had a tough time walking back the things that they said. And this is what has contributed to the problem in Philly. And I will tell you that it will not be the deciding decision in Pennsylvania in these upcoming 2022 midterms. However, it will contribute to how voters view who is running for office. People want to know that you are going to keep them safe, that that is a priority. And I expect a lot of question towards whoever is running, in particular Democrats, as to what their solutions are. Now, I don't think that they would not run and vote for a Republican on this. However, I do think there is a possibility that they just stay home and sit on their hands.
Right.
Because they're so unhappy. That could impact the elections in 2022 for governor, for U.S. Senate, for majorities in the State House, and also in Congress.
SelenaZito.com is the place to find the stories. I'm John Matsch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.